Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 9th, 2012, episode 528, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Wow, what a big week this has been. This has been one of the biggest weeks. I mean, we had an election. We have, we'll get into all the crazy things that have happened this week. But am I right? I feel like I was in California at Galway Downs a month ago, and it was just last weekend.
I haven't even found out how you did at Galway Downs yet. We did that recorded show on Monday, and you weren't here on Wednesday, so now it's like, I've been intentionally avoiding the news, so you can tell me later how you did. I haven't looked at the scores. I haven't looked at the results because it's so much better when we just hear it coming from you.
Really? All right. I was curious because a lot of our listeners were messaging on Facebook. How'd you do? And then one of them finally said, I looked it up. Here's the link. So they'll get the play-by-play a little bit later because it was, as always, exciting. So
I bet. The only picture I did see was of the Halloween party with you with your tiny little guns.
Yeah, were really tiny guns. They were even tinier than the last guns because these are the ones that I got from the kids pack. So they were so tiny that the little holsters I didn't even have a belt small enough to put in the little holsters. So I actually had to tie a piece of baling twine around my waist.
That's funny. Well, yeah. Jennifer, what's
but
coming up on today's show? Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say what I did learn at that Halloween party is that there is a distinct cutoff. There is a distinct cutoff in Halloween costumes for those 30 and above and those 30 and below. There was probably 60 people at this Halloween party, and of the 60, about half were above 30 and about half were below 30. And once you hit 30, you just don't care anymore. Yeah, go ahead. I mean,
See, I was going the other way. I was thinking that below 30, they were all the slutty costumes seemed to be in. And then I was figuring above 30, you weren't in slutty costumes anymore, but maybe I have that wrong.
Oh, no,
really?
You're right all the way. Because I was realizing that I was dressed like a man. Barb, my coach, was dressed like one of the ghosts from Pac-Man. The other above 30 in our group was dressed as Pac-Man. And that's not a flattering costume for anybody. The ones that were under 30, one was a sexy pirate. One was a gold digger with a tiny little dress. One came as a mad scientist, which means she had a leotard and a lab coat. I mean, that was it. So, there is a distinct cutoff between ages of those who are under 30 and above 30 and the correlation of Halloween costume. Because once you hit over 30, you're not trying to impress anybody anymore. You don't care. You quit. You quit trying to look sexy.
I think over recent years, the costumes have gotten sluttier and sluttier, too. I don't remember 20 years ago, I don't remember people wearing those costumes before.
Glenn,
Think about where you grew up.
Yeah, we grew up in Central Pennsylvania,
problem.
Too. That's
you didn't trick-or-treat in my neighborhood.
Pretty conservative there.
Well, and also, you grew up probably where there was snow on the ground for Halloween, where I grew up where
true.
It was usually pretty warm. So I should definitely say that I was a little slutty when I was in my early 20s, for sure. So that's part of it, I guess. Anyway, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we've got horse news, baby news, baby horse news, and legacy listener live report from the Royal Winter Fair in Canada. And with Jamie's triumphant, uninjured return from Galway, really bad ads, crowns the week with a big bag of stud muffins being awarded, followed by a victory lap featuring roll-on-the-floor laughter. And stay tuned for the chaos, folks, because today is National Chaos Never Dies Day.
Well, that's appropriate.
This whole thing was going really well until she got to the end. I was like, I'm understanding every word she's saying today. And then it got to the end. All right, Bailey Whitaker.
My Daily Winnie goes out to you, Jamie, and the reason is you weren't here on Wednesday when we went over who the winners of the picks for the last week's Breeders' Cup were. And as far as the listeners went, Yudi won the Breeders' Cup picks for the listeners, and between all the hosts, you won. Now, don't get too excited. You picked three in the right spot. Three out of all of those. We're picked in the right spots. So, but that shows you how many weird finishes there were in this Breeders' Cup. And I'm sad to say that my naming convention of picking horses by their names did not work so well for this one. I only had one.
Are you telling me that I beat the former jockey in pick'em contest?
Yeah, he was in the bottom with me. So...
I am super excited. Now, I would like to point out something because the second that I was walking my cross-country course when the Breeders' Cup Classic went off, and I had my iPhone, and we actually stopped, I think it was at the water jump, and watched it on my phone, and people gathered around and watched it on my phone. And I would like to point out that once again, Mike Smith cannot freaking come in first for a Breeders' Cup Classic. The guy is freaking programmed to run second. And again, he made a late move. No kidding. I could have told you that. I did tell you that was going to happen. Oh, my God. Seriously? No, you know what? He's a fantastic jockey. He is a great jockey. He's a classic jockey, just not in the classic. Nobody put him on their horse if you want to win. If you want to come in second, that is your man.
And the one she's talking about is, of course, Mike Smith, now the winningest jockey in Breeders' Cup history. So just saying.
Yeah, not in the classic. Not in the classic. Suck it.
That's your turn.
Uh-oh.
Did we lose Jamie?
The room. I think Jamie
right
left the room.
Right at time for her Daily Winnie, we lost her?
Yep.
Or did she just stop talking because she's
no,
upset
she,
about
she
that,
left
right?
The room. Yeah,
oh,
she'll
be back.
Up, I think. She'll be back.
Yeah, she'll be back in just a minute. No problem. So
we need to play the Jeopardy music when this happens.
I know. We need to have music that says something about the host is gone or something, you know, with trumpets and, you know, I don't know where
like,
she went.
Yeah, she just left the room. It's like that little thing that when you're on a amusement park ride, I know they do that at Disney, when the ride shuts down for a couple of seconds, they come on and say, don't get out of your chair. Please sit still.
Are you back?
I'm back. You know, it was so weird. It was like one of those cell phone calls that where they're like, I can't hear you. And you're like, I can hear you fine. I was right here. That was weird.
All right. Let's try this again. Let me do this.
Yes. Well, there's only one institution that can get my Daily Winnie this week because it was so wonderful to for it to happen this morning. And I would like to thank the United States government for doing the only thing right this entire week. I'm sad. It was an interesting week involving the U.S. government, but I am going to give them my daily whinny today for the whole idea of the stupid time change, because the rest of the country changed time, but Arizona, who is its own crazy government, did not change time, which means, Glenn, it is 7:10 this morning. It is 7:10 for me. It is not 6:10. We are now 2 hours apart. So thank you, all the rest of you idiots who changed time. I much appreciate the fact that I got to sleep an extra hour to do the radio show. Booyah. There you go.
Well, now everybody has been waited with bated breath all week about, yeah, go ahead.
Well,
I want to know.
I'm assuming you're talking about Galway Downs, because there's been no other interesting news.
No, it wasn't really what I was talking about, your interesting week.
Let me just start there, is the fact that I would like for you guys to know that for the first time in my life, Jet and I had a double clear training level cross country round.
Wow. No stops, no runouts, nothing.
No circles, no stops, no runouts, no time penalties. I was like, you know what? This is it. This is the last one for the year. And as it turns out, probably the last one for a very long time. So I was like, and I knew it, and I was like, that's it. No, I told my trainer, I was like, I'm going to get speed faults for going so fast. You just watch me. Well, I actually had to slow down at the end to not get speed faults. I would like for you to know, because we were moving. I rode like my pants were on fire, and I galloped around that cross-country course. Of course, it feels a lot faster than apparently the video looks, because I look like I'm cantering in the video. But I was flying down, jumping everything. It was crazy. I came up to the whole water complex, Galway Lake, they call it. You jump in. There's a wall. You have to jump in. You land in the water. You go about six strides out over the water, and then you're supposed to shoot up this hill. And after you go up the hill, jump this brush jump, then you land down the hill three strides to a house. So the only kind of sketchy part of our entire course was that when I jumped the jump into the water, we're galloping through, and Jet is like, I'm going to go that way, through the novice out, which was just this little bank up. And I'm like, oh, no, we're big boys now. We're big. Pull him to the left. We go up to the brush fence. He's like, oh, crap. And I'm like, whack, you're getting over this. And he jumps through the brush, hangs his back legs over it. I'm like, oh, my God, we're toast. He somehow manages to get over it. Well, because he jumped it to the left, then we were pointed to the tree. So then we're coming down the hill, and we run into the tree, and there's the branches, and I've got, like, branches in my face. I still have a scratch on my face from the branch scratching me. We're in a ton of branches. Mind you, I have three strides to get to the house. So then I have to pull him right to get out of the tree. Then I have to pull him left to get him down to the house, and we trot up to this max house table thing, and he pops over it, no problem. Woohoo! Finished the course. Not an issue. Kicked butt the whole way. It was awesome. I was so proud of my pony. He was fantastic. It was great. And as soon as I got done, the whole barn came up to me because, you know, I didn't make it past fence four last time. So it was kind of one of those things like everybody was cheering for me, right? So I get back to the barn. I'm all huffing and puffing. Jet is lathered up. We're sweaty. I've got my .2 air vest on, not inflated.
Oh,
I've
no.
got my telephone vest. I'm standing there. I'm like, that was awesome. That was awesome. And they're like, it went clear. You went clear. Oh, my God, you went so fast. And I was like, yeah, because this is my last one. Well, they're like, everybody's last one. And I'm like, no, this is my last one for a year. Because, oh, booyah, I'm pregnant. What? Yeah. I told everybody after cross country, pretty much, they were like,
congratulations,
Jamie. Thank you. That was my exciting way to
find
tell
out?
You guys. I'm in full.
You're in full?
I'm in full.
I did see the picture on Facebook. Now, you had everybody a little concerned because everybody knows your personality and your sense of humor. Now, those of us that know you pretty well and those that have been listening to the show know that you were considering this. But when you posted the picture of the baby, you know, the ultrasound, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty early in the process. And people were confused about whether you were posting a horse foal in there or whether that was a human baby. And you were pretty cryptic, so nobody quite knew whether it was yours or somebody else's. Matter of fact, I had a couple people ask me, does she have a sister? Maybe that's her sister's. So you really had everybody going.
I do not have a sister. And so it was definitely mine. And what was awesome is that this is why I love our listeners, because somebody actually thought, and I'm trying to find the name right now, somebody actually thought that it looked exactly like a horse, and that this little baby in my tummy that's laying, I mean, I think it's pretty crystal clear. It's laying on its back. Its little legs are up in the air. It's a freaking baby, which is, we'll get to that.
Yeah,
that's,
I know,
really,
but everybody knows you and knows your sense of humor. So that's why I'm sure there was some doubt in everybody's mind.
Barbara Evans is the one who said, I think we're looking at a mare with her fetus. Four hooves, a tail, and a long snout. Could it be Zenyatta's foal? Jamie may be pregnant, but this is not her sonogram. Barbara Evans, you need to go to school, honey,
well,
or something, because it is not a foal.
If in fact it is a foal, you are a wealthy woman. I gotta say,
I am in big trouble. Is what I'm in.
Hey, we have a caller that wants to talk to you.
Uh oh.
This is Jackie from Regarding Horses, the newest mommy that we've had on the show lately. Hey, Jackie.
Hi, Glenn. Congratulations, Jamie. I've been waiting for days to come on and tell you that.
Despite your best effort, I went ahead and did it anyway.
I noticed. I was surprised after our last discussion on the show. You were like, I'm never riding my horse again. No babies. But you will.
It'll be awesome. I actually sat down with Chad, and we listened to your segment, and we realized, you know, that things are not completely similar. Now, let me go ahead and say to everybody, let me say to everybody right now and to you that when I did find out, I did cry for 2 days straight. So it's not like it was met with warm, fuzzy bunnies and super excited. Now, Chad was thrilled. But when I told you we might start trying, we hadn't even started trying or not trying to not have it at that time. You know, we didn't pull the goalie yet. I went off the pill, Jackie, and I swear to you, the next day, I was pregnant. So it just goes to show you that the pill does work. Because it was impressive how quick it happened. And it, like Chad said, he was like, we didn't even get to practice. This sucks.
That's the guy right there.
Yep. Because now, let me tell you. He can sleep in another room for all I care. I got to pee in the middle of the night every 10 minutes. I can't sleep well. This is really not that a whole lot of fun. And I'm not sick or anything, so I'm quite lucky. But it definitely changes the way that you are motivated throughout the day. But after listening to your segment, we realized, you know, I work from home. And I work from home with my horses. So, you know, I think a lot of the separation that you were experiencing with having to go back to work and then having the baby to get home to and not being able to go to the barn, that's kind of taken care of in my situation because they're in my backyard. And, yeah, maybe I won't get to ride them very much, but, you know, they're at least here.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing about having them at home is put the baby down for a nap, take your baby monitor out with you, get a long-range one, and you're good to go.
Amazing.
What you can do in an hour in the barn.
Yes, and we also decided, like, out by the riding arena, we can put, like, a little roof structure and, you know, put, like, a little cage for the baby.
It's called a pack-and-play. We'll have to work on the lingo.
Okay. Pack and play, not a cage.
It's like a chicken coop for babies.
Yes. I mentioned that we can put it in there. Once he gets a little older, starts crawling around, and we can just lock it in there and close it up because the chickens can't get out.
And that baby's going to love it. I can't tell you how much this kid loves going to the barn. At first, he just really likes the lights and the fans when he was like a month or two old. But now he loves going and watching the horses. And I'll take him out with me, and he'll sit in his stroller in front of Ace while I'm brushing Ace in the crosstalk. He just sits there and stares at that horse, loves watching him, isn't the least bit afraid of him. So it's really cool that your baby's going to get to grow up in that environment on a farm with the horses from the time it's born.
Well, thank you. I'm pretty, you know, I don't think I was excited until I saw the actual ultrasound, because it kind of made it real. Oh, God, is that your baby? Tell it to be quiet. We're talking.
It's so true, Jamie, and that's, like, totally normal. I know I wasn't terribly excited at first either. I didn't cry for 2 days, but I wasn't really thrilled. And in the beginning, it doesn't really feel like anything's happening. It actually took me until about halfway through my pregnancy to get really excited. It was actually the day I hit 20 weeks and he started moving like crazy. Hello, are you saying hi? That's
okay,
saying
Jack.
Congratulations, too.
Jackie, I have to ask you a question, and this is back to me now. So I have to work with her, and she's pregnant, and we do these shows early in the morning. Do you have advice for me of things I should say and not say to an emotional pregnant woman?
My one word of advice is treat her like she's completely normal. Don't act any differently.
Pregnant women scare me.
Yeah. That's what you say. But you know what? That's largely a misconception. It depends on the person. And I have a feeling that Jamie will be one who will handle it pretty well.
I think you should be scared, Glenn. I think you should stick to that and be scared.
Jamie, I think you have lots of opportunities to have a lot of fun with Glenn over the next couple months.
I will.
Jamie has her baby. That's going to be the morning show every morning, what you just heard. Right there.
Yes. I'm going to get fired. You're like, I'm sorry, there's just too much background noise. We can't take it anymore. No, dude, remember, I have different rooms in this house. I'll lock that sucker 2 doors down, so it'll be fine. It can try itself back to sleep. I'm going to be an awesome mom. Hey, keep it down. Try to do a show.
Chad is very excited. You know, Chad must have been in a heck of a predicament, too, the first couple of days when you were crying your eyeballs out, because there he is so excited, but he can't, like, jump up and down because you're there crying your eyeballs out.
Yeah, it was not fair to him. I mean, be honest. It was like, and I can't say it on the radio, but you know that, like, initial time, Jackie, when you have to pee on that stick? And it's, like, immediate. The result is immediate.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the words that came out of my mouth when I was still in the bathroom, Chad's like, oh, God. I don't think you're supposed to say that when you see that. That's probably not the best thing. Oh, my God. So the words that came out of my mouth were, and then, of course, I'm like, this one's wrong. Let's do it again. So then, you know, we have to do the whole thing again. And my words were no different. It was challenging. And I really don't think I was okay with it until, you know, once you see the heartbeat and stuff. I mean, my gosh, how can it not? I mean, I started laughing. I started giggling. A little bit psycho giggle, but I giggled nonetheless when I saw the heartbeat and heard it and everything. So
now the other problem
is, the heartbeat sounded like a horse galloping, because that's what non-horse people always say.
I can't say that I thought it sounded like a horse galloping at all.
I'm going for train. That was one of my first thoughts when I heard Isaac's heartbeat. Is that people always say this sounds like a horse, and that just sounds nothing like a horse at all.
No, it's too regular.
Yes.
Glenn, go ahead.
I know, I totally forgot. It's gone. Well, I am very excited for you. I am very excited for you, although I'm not quite used to the notion yet. It's not sunk in yet.
I'm not used to the notion yet? Thank you very much, Jennifer, because I would like to point out that my mother calls me 3 days afterwards, and she's like, how are you feeling? I'm like, aside from my boobs hurting and having to pee every 5 minutes, I'm doing okay. And she's like, I just want to let you know, I am really not used to this yet.
this is really something that's going to take me a while to wrap my brain around. I was like, you bitch, this is my uterus. It's been hijacked. Unbelievable. That's my mother. Of course, my mother-in-law calls me, oh, my God, I've already been shopping for you. I bought you the cutest maternity clothes. And then she sends them to me, and I start crying again because I can't imagine I will ever be that fat. It's just unreal.
Jackie, I got to tell you, though.
It's not fat. It's pregnant. Big difference.
Disgusting. I am going to be so disgusting. I am not leaving my house for the next, like,
but
the last thing.
It goes away really fast. That's the beautiful thing.
You know what's funny, though? Jackie, I've been doing radio too long, and Jamie will attest to this. I don't even think she'll be mad at me for this, but maybe. The second thought I had after, oh, my God, Jamie's pregnant, was, ooh, this is going to be great material for the show. There'll be lots of good material for the show. That was my second thought.
How is this good material? This is not good material.
It's funny hearing you say it.
Oh, my God. Let's move on, shall we?
Jackie, thank you for calling.
Jackie, thank you.
Congrats again, Jamie.
I do like the fact that on Facebook you didn't believe it either. So, yeah.
Jackie was one of the ones that contacted me immediately and said, does Jamie have a sister? I think she's pulling our leg. I said, I don't think she'd pull our leg about this. Something to this degree. I have to make sure,
Jamie, because I totally used to pull that kind of stuff on my friends. When my sister got pregnant, I sent out a text message of her sonogram, and before I could tell them it was hers, they were like flipping out, and it was really fun. So,
I did the same thing
when I got my horse. I called them, like, guess what? I have really exciting news. My best friend from high school flipped out, thinking I was telling I was pregnant, and I had just gotten a horse. So, at that point, she was very excited for that news. But that's what
Jackie, you know what? You know what the saddest part was? Is that every single year since I was, let's see, probably 10 years old, I have made an annual pilgrimage to Lexington, Kentucky to watch the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event.
Yeah.
And my girls, because the tickets are on sale right now, they just went on sale, my girls are like, let's get a tailgating spot. We'll have the coolers beer out. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to get a plane ticket. It's like, and then she's like, you want in? How many tickets do you want me to get? Are you going to have a press pass? What are you going to do? And I had to call her. And I said, Colleen, I just want to let you know that I can't go to Rolex this year. And she's like, what? You always go to Rolex. How can you not go to Rolex? And I'm like, because I don't think you're going to let me fly 8 months pregnant. And she's like, ah! So, this is the exciting part with my horse friends is none of them have kids. And so you know what they've all decided to do is they're all going to come up to visit me, have a shower, and watch Rolex online with me. Oh, they're so nice.
Awesome.
Oh, there we go.
We are going to miss you
this year with Rolex, though. We are going to miss you there.
Oh, you're not coming to the shower, Glenn?
No. Oh, well, yeah, but, you know, I probably, no, I'm going to Rolex. Thank you. I'll wave.
Glenn.
I'll wave to you. Thank you, Jackie.
Thanks, Jackie.
Guys.
We'll see you. Bye. No, Rolex, that's kind of tough. And when, at what point, because I never had a wife that was pregnant, at what point do you have to stop drinking, or is that over now, too?
Oh, God. I got to tell you, this is the worst part. You pretty much have to stop drinking immediately. Yesterday. And when I went to the doctor's office on Tuesday, I said to her, I said, now, she was like, you know, they're asking you the questions, do you drink? And I was like, well, not anymore. And she's like, good answer. And I said, now, I know people that have, you know, a glass of wine here and there. And she was like, well, not in your first trimester. So obviously, you know, just drinking is a bad idea altogether. But I said, why is it that I am craving red wine so bad that I would like an IV of it? Like, that's how bad I want to drink wine. And she's like, it's because you can't have it. I was like, no, I thought maybe physically, physiologically, something in my body was telling me I need to have red wine. And she was going to be like, oh, well, if that's the case, you should probably have a glass because your body needs it. Nope, it's just, you get nothing.
Yeah, we'll see how this goes. It'll be fun. Well, all of us will live through it together.
Hey, you know we did the Pick'em contest? I just thought of this. We did the Pick'em contest for the Breeders' Cup, and which, by the way, let me just mention again, I was the winner. We should do a male-female, because my mother has decided that it is a girl, and Chad has decided that it is a boy, and I just wanted to make sure there was only one in there, because I am a twin. And so I was like, dear God, please don't have a
Are you sure
there
wasn't one hiding behind that other one in the picture?
I actually made the, I was like, listen, you look again, because there could be one in there somewhere that is a secret, because my mom didn't know she was having twins. You know, idiots back then, they didn't do ultrasound. So I'm like, you got to find out. Just do a check again, please. And Chad's like, oh, I wanted twins. That would have been awesome. I'm like, screw you. I hate you.
Now, are you going to find out ahead of time whether it's a boy or girl?
Oh, if I could find out yesterday, I would.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. So we're
I don't
we're
like
definitely...
surprises. This whole thing is enough for me to even wrap my brain around. I don't need to keep a secret. I'm not painting a room yellow, like non-gender.
All right, let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products, and we're going to be back with our legacy listener, Rhonda Crabtree, reporting live from the Canadian Royal Winter Fair. Joint Armor from KPP provides your horse with the building blocks necessary to maintain healthy joints throughout his lifetime. Kentucky Performance Products Quality Assurance provides you with the confidence that you are purchasing a safe, high-quality product. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Joint Armor is concentrated and affordable. One jar lasts a whole 75 days. Joint Armor helps maintain fluid motion and flexibility in your horse's joints. It also supports normal cartilage development and reduces joint deterioration. Learn more about Joint Armor from Kentucky Performance Products and all their other terrific products at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. And, of course, you can follow KPP on their Facebook page. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. They're always posting up good nutritional information up there and lots of fun stuff, too. So that's Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook as well. Well, we have a couple legacy listeners at the Horse Radio Network who listen to all the shows and have been doing it since day one, like 2,500 episodes ago. And one of those is Rhonda Crabtree, who's one of our terrific and loyal Canadian listeners. And she is at something that is very, very popular in Canada called the Canadian Royal Winter Fair. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning, Glenn. Congratulations, Jamie.
Thank you.
Well, now, you're at the Canadian Royal Winter Fair, which is like a huge, huge, huge deal up there.
Yes. Yes. There's some. I was just actually talking to someone who is at her 50th. Royal Winter Fair, and she's shown at 45 of them.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Yeah.
It's in its
and she
90th
didn't look,
year.
She didn't even look 50 to me, so, yes. Yeah, and it's 90th
that's like
year.
Me. That's like me with Rolex. I've been to all of them, but I've only shown at 10 of them.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Well, Rhonda, tell us about the fair. Why is it so popular? What goes on?
Well, I think it's a tradition with some Canadians. Like, I've got stories of my grandparents coming down from 3 hours away years and years ago to come and see the fair. And I've been every year since 1987 when I first came. And it's got everything. It's got more shopping than Rolex. There's all sorts of ponies. I was just watching two Percherons walk by some Welsh ponies. Which is quite a sight, well, and quite a sound on the cement floors here. I'm actually in the Horse Palace right now watching the Welsh Section A class that my friend has three ponies in.
Now, did you say you also went to dressage? You went to dressage last night?
Yes, I went to the dressage last night, saw all of our Olympians. So that was fantastic. And then they did a dressage in the dark that they do. They have every year for the last two or three years where they put lit, I think it's coolers that they put on them, and they're all lit up, and then they turn out the lights and they do a bit of dressage. There's four of them, quadrille.
Oh, you know, we saw the videos of that last year. That would be really, really cool to see in person. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
So you've got all kinds of things that go on at this fair, not just horses, but you've got all the other animals, cattle and sheep and goats and pigs. It truly is an agricultural fair.
It is, yeah. There's a whole barn for cattle, and they, you know, all these cow people grooming and clipping and things that you didn't know went on with cows.
If you took that out of contest, careful.
Now, I have to ask you about the food. There has to be great food.
There is. There's some, what's it called, roadie, and there's funnel cakes. I haven't actually been to the food section yet, except for one restaurant last night. But, yeah, there's lots of food. There used to be beaver tails, which they also used to have at Epcot years ago. But they don't have those anymore. They're like a flat donut. You put cinnamon on them, mm-hmm. cinnamon and sugar.
Yep.
Okay, so
yep.
let me jump in here, Rhonda, because first of all, you said beaver tails, and it scared me because I was like, how many beavers can go around without tails? I mean, it sounds a little bad. But I would like to point out, Rhonda, you knew you were coming on here. And how
yeah.
dare you not go to the food section first to get a live food report for Glenn? Because you know
I knew I was going to ask.
Oh, I had to come and support my friend and her ponies. That
okay.
was first.
I was
primping and grooming and all of that. And I think dressage is easy to get ready for after getting these ponies ready.
You wow. said you're dealing with Welsh ponies right now.
Yes, Section yeah. A, they're so cute.
Now, they do a lot of driving at this fair, too. Don't they have a lot of driving classes?
Yeah, there's a lot of driving. There's pony driving. There's Hackney's pony and horse. There's heavy horse. And every show at night has a little bit of everything. There's a jumper class. There's a driving class, pony classes, sometimes hunter. So when you come for just one show, you get to see a little bit of everything.
That is nice. I like that. Now, what's your favorite part?
My favorite part is the dressage, which I know
yeah.
is boring. But, I mean, to get to see those kinds of riders live is just amazing.
It's a little less boring when you see that level, I think.
Now, there used to be a puissance here, and I used to come for that every year. And that was amazing. And then afterward, they would let you go down onto the into the arena and stand up near the wall and take pictures. And but I'm not sure. It's been a few years since they've done the puissance, I think.
Now, I got to say that there would be, Rhonda, there would be two sections that would be my favorite because I'm on royalfair.org right now. And
mm-hmm.
obviously, they do the indoor eventing, which is kind of an indoor
yes.
cross-country course that has really gotten popular in the past couple of years. Now, the other part that I would be a huge fan of, and it's a tie. It's a tie between butter sculpting and giant vegetable judging. Seriously? There's a giant vegetable contest.
Oh, yes. Have you not seen one of those?
No,
huge
Canadian
pumpkins and like pumpkins that are as big as a car almost.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. They also do have a wine competition. I would like to get involved with that right now.
So I heard.
No wine for you.
But the butter sculptures are really
vegetables.
Really something too.
What
just big
it?
Vegetables for you, Jamie. No wine. Just big vegetables.
Yeah, they have butter sculpting blend of horses. There is a horse that has been sculpted out of butter with like a mane and a bridle and everything. Why the butter sculpting, Rhonda? What is it with you Canadians?
I'm sorry, I can't answer that. I don't know. I only see it here, and it's neat, but I don't know who does it and why they do it.
Dear God, nobody turned the heat on by accident. The whole thing will be a
oh, yeah.
Time.
Yeah, I think they keep them in a little fridge. Yeah, quite fancy.
Well, this is great. 350,000 visitors this year they're expecting. You and a lot of your friends from Canada are there. It's in Toronto, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And it's all indoors? It's kind of cold in Canada. Is it all indoor?
All indoors, yep. Yep.
Cool. Well, good luck. Have fun there. We thank you for checking in live from the Canadian Royal Winter Fair.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Bye.
Bye, Rhonda.
It sounded like a fair, didn't it? It was kind of noisy.
I seriously thought this was a horse show. I'm on here. There's a royal poultry show.
Yeah, it's a lot like the Pennsylvania Farm Show. Pennsylvania Farm Show would draw about this number of people over a week, and it's huge. I mean, they have, you know, chickens and birds and sheep and goats and pigs and pigeons and, I mean, everything agricultural there. The cows are, they have a sheep to shaw contest. It's always one of the most popular events at the Pennsylvania Farm Show, where they actually shear the sheep in the morning, and then they bring it in and they take the old-fashioned looms and everything, and they make string out of it, and then they make shawl. They take the string and then they make a shawl out of it. So it's all
wow.
a one-day process. They take, and it's very popular there. Now, I'm surprised you didn't know the food, because it's Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair. The food is what everybody talks about.
That's what you talk about. Now, I would like to say that Canadians don't have as much fun as we do, Glenn. I must say, because I was looking at the section called Equimania, and I was like, oh, that sounds like something horsey. So I clicked on Equimania, and this is the Canadian fun section for the kids. Visit Equimania with you and your family. It's one of the most popular attractions for kids. At Equimania, you can test your knowledge of tractor safety, search for safety hazards in the hunt barn, and learn how to wrap legs. That's the kids section?
Well, kids are a little more advanced in Canada than here.
Tractor safety! Tractor safety! Yay! That sounds awesome!
That makes all the little boys happy. Although they don't care about safety on the tractors at that age. We weren't really worried about that at that age.
They call it tractor safety when, in fact, it's just a lot of small children climbing on big tractors. Yeah.
Probably.
To give you an idea, though, they have 3,000 cattle, 1,300 horses, 1,600 birds, 500 sheep, 300 goats, and 300 pigs. There's an odoriferous fair right there.
And butter sculpting. Awesome.
Jennifer used to go to the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair. Didn't you guys, when you were in 4-H,
no.
used to do cows? Did you ever go with the cows, or were you there with horses?
Well, we obviously were there involved with the horses, but most of the time we went over just because it was a good reason to hook school.
But the kids that would go over for 4-H with the cows and the sheep and things would actually sleep there.
They would sleep
in the barns and the whole thing right beside their animals and spend the whole night there taking care of their animals. And the cows, when they would sell them at auction, especially the winning cows, would bring huge, huge, I'm talking huge amounts of money, Jamie. We're talking a cow for $20,000, $30,000 for the winning cows. So, yeah.
That is somebody with too much money right there.
It was an interesting thing. Well, thank you to Rhonda for joining us. We really appreciate her being on the show with us. We're going to take a break for Equity. Actually, Jennifer got to interview one of Equity's loyal customers by the name of Eric Bates. He's a Pasofino owner from Kentucky, and she got to have a little bit of a chat with him last night. So let's take a listen to that.
And this is Coach Jen from Horse Tip Daily, and I'm here with Eric Bates. And Eric has the unique distinction of owning an Equity. Which fork do you own, Eric?
I own the Flexen fork, the newer fork.
So you have the Flexen fork. You have one Flexen fork, or do you have multiple Flexen forks?
I have multiple Flexen forks. I also have the standard and the mini teen basket.
So did you get multiple ones so that you would not have family strife?
Something like that, yes.
Well, we hear from customers all the time who have the Flexen forks and the Shaken forks that it causes issues because people want to borrow your fork, and you really don't want them to borrow your fork. So you've got a fork for everybody in your family. About how long have you been using the Flexen forks?
I've been using the Flexen fork for almost a year now.
Okay, so you are a well-seasoned user, and initially, what made you want to try the Flex and Fork?
I looked it up on the internet as being a quality-made fork, and that's what I was looking for. I had already replaced two or three, you know, the manure forks that you would get at a farm supply store, and I wanted something of good quality that would last, and this has just been more than I could ever ask for.
So it's all about the quality, and you don't shove it into a frozen pile of manure and have it snap.
That's correct.
That is correct.
That
all
is
right.
Correct.
All righty. And what is your absolutely most favoritist part about your Flex and Fork?
I love the design. The overall design is incredible. Your hand fits securely on the end of the fork. You're able to scoop things up a lot better. Of course, the quality of the actual pins are just incredible. The basket itself, I have never yet, I had to go through three or four regular forks, and I have yet to even hardly scratch this one up with the same kind of use. And it's just withstood incredibly, and I recommend the fork to everyone that I basically talk to who wants good quality manure fork.
You can find the Flex and Fork and the Shaken Fork at equitemfg.com. That's EQUITEEMFG.com.
It's time to rodeo. This ain't no Broadway show.
Listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products, and that is Time to Ride, and the singer, of course, is, I don't know, who was saying that?
Trish Lynn.
There you go, Trish Lynn.
Yep.
I knew it, because it's time to ride. You know they say when you're pregnant you get stupid, right? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's in
What's
the book.
What's my excuse?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Well, we've got some news to let you guys know about before we get to really bad ads. And I would like to tell you that Frankel, everybody in Europe's favorite racehorse, they say he's the greatest racehorse of all time in Europe. He has now left training and he has returned to stud at Abdullah's Judmont Farms, and it's actually where he was born. So he's returned to his birthplace to stand at stud. I think it's pretty awesome that he gets to go home like that. Isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool. Yeah. Good for him.
So,
and
anyway.
Another, but speaking of racehorses, there's another one, too, that Tapazar, who we talked about from the Breeders' Cup, won the Dirt Mile. We listened to that race on Wednesday, is going to be heading to Gainsway Farm in Lexington. His fee is going to be $15,000. So if you want to, you want a little bit of Tapazar, it's going to cost you $15,000.
Yeah, that sounds good. They posted a lot of them, didn't they? A lot of the stud fees for, was it Three Chimneys?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was interesting. Flower Alley, who was the sire of I'll Have Another, this year's Kentucky Derby winner, his fee last year, this past year, was $7,500. Now, all of a sudden, after there's a Kentucky Derby winner in the lineage, his fee is increased to 2013 to $20,000. So there you go.
That's a big
jump.
That's a big jump,
but you know,
baby.
Do you know who else stands at Three Chimneys is one of your old favorites, Big Brown. And
Yes. How
much do you think Big Brown is still commanding after all this time?
Well, you know, I'm sure it went up from last year because he had some really impressive runners this year that are still going strong. So I would imagine his is up there. What is it?
$35,000.
Totally worth it. I'll take
couple others. A couple other horses they have there is that you might recognize is Point Given. Now, Point Given, I don't know what this exactly means, if it's really low or really high, but with Point Given, they say it's private and that you have to be a serious person to even get the amount. So does that mean it's a lot higher or lower or what?
This is kind of what they did with AP Indy, actually, was Point Given is older, and so they're very selective. And I'm sure it's a lot of money, but they're very selective. So it's kind of a private deal. Like, you got to know somebody to have, like, some super stakes winning mare that they may get another super stakes winning baby out of. They're not just going to breed to anybody because he's probably has a limited book. I do love the prettiest horse at Three Chimneys. It's not even one of the highest stud fees. War Chant. God, he's so pretty. $10,000, so that's it. Only $10,000.
And if you can't afford a lot, you can still go to Three Chimneys because apparently Red Giant is the bargain horse at $3,000. He's your bargain right there.
Red Giant.
Red Giant, yep. If you think he's red? You think that's part of it?
He's probably chestnut.
Probably
Hey, real quick, I would like to point out, we did do a Breeders' Cup Pick'em contest, and who was the winner, Glenn? Who was the winner?
I can't remember. That was Wednesday.
It was me.
Okay.
I was the winner. But I would like to point out that I would have won even more had the mare Questing, who ran in the Ladies Classic, the Breeders' Cup Ladies Classic. I think I picked her for second or third.
I think I picked her for, like, first.
Yeah, that was bad. No, you didn't. No, you could not have picked her over Royal Delta.
No, I didn't. I picked her for second.
Yeah.
I did.
Well, we both would have done a little bit better. This is when I was disturbed that I had so many picks that were the same as yours. Questing, actually, when you watch the race, she actually was pulled up and then taken off in an ambulance. Well, they figured out what happened to her. Actually, she's totally fine. No one knows when it happened, but she somehow hurt her eye. When they got her back to the barn, by the time they got her back, her eye was swollen shut. Now, apparently it was fine the next morning. I'm sure they gave her a bunch of Banamine and stuff like that. They're not sure what happened, but they think that maybe going into the post, into the starting gate, she banged herself or got hit with something as soon as the gate opened, and she just wouldn't run after that. So she was hurt. It was true, but she is fine. She is fine now, so that's the good news.
Yeah, they were surprised when you heard the announcer. He was really surprised that Questing took off that badly. And then then they announced about halfway through, I guess they pulled them up. Now let's get off of racing news here for a minute. Why is it in Florida that we have the most drunk riders in the entire country? I don't know why that is, but let me just read this article because it's kind of funny the way it's written. On Monday night around 11 p.m., a vodka-infused Lonnie Wilkerson had repeatedly left a home and was riding his horse down a road when the horse suddenly bucked him off, according to news releases. This is
now,
a
you
Levi
read it
County.
The way that the non-horse person wrote it, is that he was riding his horse down the road and the horse suddenly bucked him.
Bucked him, yes. And this is Levi County, which is not too far from here, by the way. The 64-year-old Chiefland man, who was armed with a .40-caliber pistol, allegedly became enraged and began to fire bullets aimed at the horse. Whoa! Fortunately for the horse, Wilkerson was no sharpshooter, and he missed the horse completely, according to the release. Wilkerson didn't fare as well as the horse. He was taken to the local hospital and treated for minor injuries from being thrown from the horse. He charged with using a firearm while under the influence of alcoholic beverage. Then it was time to giddy up and go to the pokey. So apparently he's sleeping it off. But here we got a drunk 64-year-old riding a horse down the middle of the road with a .40-caliber pistol fully loaded. That sounds safe.
Fully loaded, ready to go. He can't shoot in front of him because he was so vodka-infused. And this article is full of the worst puns I have ever heard in my entire life.
I'm bad writing all around. But
that's terrible. This is a small-town Florida newspaper is what this is. And everybody's
everybody's like,
that Lonnie? I done told him 16 times not to ride home drunk. Especially when the horse got a little bit of a loose. I told Lonnie. Everybody who's seen this mugshot knows Lonnie. They're like, Lonnie!
Yeah.
Lonnie.
His mugshot's interesting. He's just what you would picture.
Yeah. Unreal.
And I'm glad he's a bad shot because it's a poor horse, you know?
That's ridiculous.
Hope they took the horse away.
I know. Me too. all right. Well, do you think it's that time?
I think it's probably that time. And let's do this. Let me get back to the right spot here. You caught me off guard. We are going to do a little of this.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, it is time for Really Bad Ads, and Really Bad Ads this week is brought to you by Stud Muffins. And I would say Jet was kind of a stud muffin last weekend, wouldn't you? Performing well for you? Yeah. I hope you rewarded him with some stud muffins because they're every horse's favorite. Stud muffins are the treat that you want to look for in your local tack shop when you walk in. You're going to see a whole bunch of different treats there. What you want to go for is the stud muffins because your horse will like them the best. And this holiday season, they have this little cute tack truck that they're selling that you could give as a gift to anybody that likes horses or has a horse. And what's really cool about it is when you open it, it plays music. It's actually a music box full of stud muffins, and we managed to record the song. So you want to hear it, Jamie?
Yes.
It's the 12 Nays of Christmas. This was written specially for them and recorded for them. Here it is.
Christmas, my true love brought to me 12 nags a neighing, 11 colts a leaping, 10 grooms a grooming, 9 ponies prancing, 8 blacks a shoeing, 7 flakes of hay, 6 fillies frolicking, 5 golden horseshoes, 4 Shetland ponies for gelding, raising 2 scoops of cream, and a filly in a stud muffin tree.
Well, hell, if that doesn't put you in the holiday
here,
spirit, I mean.
It's hard to record a little tax crunk. Musical tax crunk, yeah. It's not easy.
I got to tell you that I actually keep my stud muffins when I'm at a horse show. And by the way, it is just a conversation piece. Everybody loves the stud muffin bag. But I kept them in my tack trunk right outside in the horse show. And that was a bad idea because at one point I opened up my tack trunk. I reached in, grabbed a stud muffin, and gave it to Jet. He spent the entire rest of the show trying to open the tack trunk and flip it over. Reaching his head over the stall guard, grabbing the top and flipping it up. And you could hear him around the corner go, bang, bang, where he was lifting the top and it was dropping, lifting the top and it was dropping, all to get to the stinking stud muffins. So thanks, stud muffins. I'm going to have to get a new tack trunk because he bent mine.
Well, there's a, for the winner of Really Bad Ads today, we have a 4-pound bag of stud muffins. That's the big bag. So we have that for the winner of Really Bad Ads today. And thank you to Stud Muffins for being part of and endorsing the Really Bad Ad segment on Fridays. Keep an eye out for all of their holiday stuff. They have candy canes full of stud muffins, all different kinds of stuff, stocking stuffers. It'll all be at your local tack shop. So take a look for it there. Well, I think I'm going to start Really Bad Ads this week. And by the way, these ads, the names we're giving you are the people who submitted the ads to us. They're not the people necessarily who wrote the Really Bad Ads. So these are the people who sent them to us. Thank you to everybody who sent us ads this week. This first one is from Callie, and it has nothing to do with horses, but has everything to do with Sandy, Hurricane Sandy. And this is what the ad said. Lost window, found big-ass tree. Yeah, it kind of sucks being a New Yorker at the moment. Hurricane Sandy's messed up our commute for the next month. Coney Island Beach has decided to extend itself all the way to the ocean. And the bodega closed, and I'm out of cigarettes. It's a horror show. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to ask you if any of you has lost a really huge tree recently. Maybe it slipped out of your pocket while you were securing the plywood on your windows. Maybe you misplaced it while you were frantically updating your Twitter account about the encroaching tides and the lack of power in the East Village. Either way, I've found your tree, but I have seemed to have lost my window. So if you've seen a window anywhere and lost your tree, I propose a trade. Your tree for my window. You see, my house is surrounded by trees. I have quite enough trees. I don't, however, have enough windows anymore because, well, one of the tree branches sort of appeared in place of my window and sent broken glass flying everywhere. As you can probably tell, my cleanup is hectic enough without having to put out a lost and found sign for your displaced tree. So I'm trying to cover all my bases. Best of luck. So that was kind of a chuckle.
Nice. Oh, you know, it's still kind of sad, though. But at least they're, like Callie said when she sent it to us, making lemonade out of lemons. You know, you got to gotta be entertaining.
That's
for sure.
The horse trailer. Let me do the horse trailer here quick, and then I left you the long one. The next one's a horse trailer. Two horse trailer for sale, $600 near Alabama. Well, we drove through that state this week, and I think, Jennifer, doesn't this look like the horse trailer that was actually carrying the horses that we commented on being Really Bad Ads trailer? It looks almost exactly like it. It does. It looks almost exactly like it. And what they did, and I've never seen this before, tell me if this is a thing and we had missed it. It's a two-horse trailer that's, like, completely rusted out. The tires look pretty good, though. And it has windows, but there's no, like, windows in them or anything. Now, what they did in this horse trailer we saw going down the highway in Alabama was they took the lead rope out of the front of the horse trailer, out of one of the holes in the front of the horse trailer, and they tied it around to the side of the outside of the horse trailer on the D-ring. Have you ever seen that before?
No, that is so ghetto. That's not even funny.
It's what they did, and we were like, is that something we just don't know about, or do they just didn't have any D-rings inside, apparently?
Yeah, that's really ridiculous. Oh,
it was
terrible. It was weird. Sticking right out there, the big hole in the front of the trailer. You could have stuffed your tack trunk through the hole in the front of the trailer, and the lead rope just kind of flapping in the breeze and then tied to a D-ring on the back.
Just bizarre. This ad says trailer in good shape for age with some rust, almost new wood floor, new rubber mat, and new lights. So this one's in much better shape than a lot of them we've had, but still kind of sad. Needs a paint job.
Oh, yeah. It's rust.
Now I get
the
long one.
All right. Well, this one was sent to us by Udi Shepherd, and it's quite a bargain because
At the bottom, it says they're asking $600, but at the top, the first line is reduced to $300. and I don't know where this is, so I can't do an accent. But let's see. Sarge is around 5 to 6 years old. He's almost 13 hands tall, so he is only a punk, which is why I'm selling him as I got something bigger. He is easy to catch and follows you around in the field. He loves attention. He is broke to ride and drive. I have rode him, and I can even put my two-year-old daughter on him and lead her around. I have a cousin that is a beginner that rode him, too. That really necessary information. I'm just there's a lot of unnecessary information in this one. Okay. I don't know what this means, but he is a walk pony as well, meaning he is slow and doesn't get into trotting much. Also did have him in the cart and didn't do too bad, but needs a little work yet with turning. He must be picked up here as I have no way to haul, so if you don't have a way to haul him, you will have to find somebody to haul him. Also, I will not hold him either from past experience with selling. Price is negotiable, but I ain't giving him away either. He is up to date on wormings as well as... He is up to date on wormings as well and cash only as well as serious inquiries only. Let me read that sentence again. He is up to date on wormings as well and cash only as well as serious inquiries only.
This person has worse ADD than me. There's three things in one sentence.
I know. Not sure what breed he is, but when I got him from the girl, she said Friesian Morgan, but he is death not maybe a walker for his size and smooth ride, but I honestly don't know no trades either. At this price, I will even let the 14-inch saddles and saddle pad go with him, also have a breast collar as well, as I do have a bridle, but will need a pony bit and some more holes put in it as it was too big on him, so I just use a bridle for my daughter's pony. Asking $600 and no trades neither, but serious inquiries and cash only will not hold as I already had too many no-shows. I also have more picks and can send them. Also located outside of Port Washington. Wow. That was
Whew.
Really stupid.
That was
really
so
stupid.
Mad.
Can
yeah.
I do the next one? Because I need to read the next one because it also goes with you, Shepherd. And I don't know. Hey. Stop
yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. I don't know if you can pronounce this. I don't know if I can pronounce this, but back to the other one. Fantastic ad, Udi. Fantastic. The next one is Udi Shepherd also sent this one in, and it's puppies, $75. Puppies, $75. I have a 6-4-week-old Jack Russell Chihuahua mixed puppies.
What was that again?
Chihuahua. Mixed puppies, already winged from their mom. I'm asking 75 OBO. If interested, I can send pics, place, call or text anytime. I've never heard of a chihuahua before, but it is very impressive.
Can you imagine a Jack Russell mixed with a chihuahua? What kind of crazy little dog you're going to have that barks incessantly?
And runs around nonstop. That would be an exciting. Well, $75 is a steal.
Yeah. They should be giving those away. And I like how this one was winged from her mom. Now,
winged.
If you're a hunter, winged means a completely different thing. Just saying. Samantha Saunders sent the next one, and this is a picture of a cute little pony that has the eyes though. For sale, gelding pony, nice, and she is broke to ride. 2-horse trailer, ranch straight load, pony, saddle, and trailer, $1,350. Apparently, you have to buy this really bad ad convertible trailer with no top, and it's all white and looks like it's been painted recently because it was rusting out. And in it comes this little pony. Now, I love how the fact that they have this saddle for sale and they put. It's some kind of magic pony because apparently the saddle does not need a girth. You can just put the saddle on this pony and ride away with no risk of falling off whatsoever. It's a magic pony.
The thing is, like, this saddle is propped up on the horse. It is sliding up to the rump. There's no girth. There's no saddle pad either. And it is...
No.
In the midst of falling off. Now, this also very awesome broke pony has witch's knots in her mane. She has not been tended to.
That's true.
And Lord knows how long. Bless her heart, but what a steal for $1,350. You can get the half-ass saddle with no girth or pad. You can get the horse trailer and the pony for $1,350. What a deal. I might call.
Hey, we can't go on without mentioning that commercial. The best commercial of the year by far. Did you see the one I posted on Facebook yesterday with the pony and the Christmas present? Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I want a pony! Daddy, what is it doing? That's awesome.
Couldn't we all relate to that, too? Every one of us that's owned a pony could relate to that commercial. It was a terrific. It has to be the best commercial of the year.
And you related differently than me, because when I was that age, I actually thought I would get a pony underneath the Christmas tree. Like, I would walk down the stairs, and my little snowflake would be standing there under the tree. I kind of thought it would be like in a box or something, a crate maybe. But pony in a crate by the Christmas tree is what I thought. And so this kind of really struck home with me. And this is exactly what my pony snowflake would have behaved like if it was in the house.
And the house kicked the window out, took the tree down. It was pretty good. It was funny.
I love the one where it's just showing galloping across our front yard.
It was funny. It was very good. You know, eBay has some fun commercials out this year. That's not their only one. They have other fun commercials. eBay's really stepping it up a notch this year.
I'm going to have to go on eBay. Hey, this next one was sent in by one of our listeners and doesn't put their name, just their last name, for Auntie. And from what I understand, they actually saw this sign and took the picture. I don't know if we should post this on Facebook, Jennifer, because – you know, people that aren't listening to the show will be nasty about it. You know what I mean?
We'll get hate mail.
We'll get hate mail because this is so awful. And she says that this is one of the top five things that indicate this is not a good place to sell your horse. Glenn, what does the sign say?
The sign says, cash paid for unwanted horses. You know where they're going. It's pretty clear.
Behind and in the back of the cash paid for unwanted horses is a barn that looks like there's a little portal straight to hell.
It's a parallelogram.
It's disturbing. It's disturbing. All right, well, let's see here. The next one was sent in by Gemma, and she says this is a scammer. And I kind of agree with her, but we'll see. Peruvian horses for sale or caretaker agreement. This is one of those things where you read this and you're like, yeah, nobody called you. It doesn't matter how long you list that ad, nobody's going to call you. The ad states, do you have fenced pasture land and would like to have some horses to ride? I have six of the best trail horses in the U.S. and Canada. Five are Peruvian Pasos, and one is a Paso Fino. Please contact me ASAP if you are interested in working something out. I do not have the money to board them, but I would like to work something out with someone that has pasture land and would like to ride the finest trail riding horses in the world. I will take care of their hoofs. I would also be willing to make a package deal. Okay, this person loves these horses. They are the finest horses in the entire world. She can't afford to keep them in her yard, obviously. She can't afford to board them, but she can keep them in pasture because they are the finest horses in the world. So obviously, they're hers. She loves them. Oh, wait, what is the next paragraph? I would also be willing to make a package deal on these horses to the right buyer. So... these are the finest horses in the world. You can ride them. I will keep them. Or I'll just sell them. I don't care. I have a four-horse Trails West bumper pull trailer, 10 saddles, bridles, halters, mylar bits, GE nippers and files, 2 hay huts, automatic heated waterers, and more. I would let it all go for one money. I traveled the U.S. to find these horses, and I weeded out many to get to these top runners. What? Top runners are racehorses. I mean, these are Peruvian Pasos. They're not runners.
And maybe if she spent less time traveling the country, she could afford to keep the horses. Just saying.
Well, what I was curious about is you have 6 of the best trail horses in the U.S. and Canada, and you only have a 4-horse trailer. Yeah, it doesn't add up.
Speaking of trailers, we have another trailer picture this week sent in by Marguerite Glasgow. 2-horse trailer, $1,500, which is really high for our really bad ad trailers. And I think this one kind of looks like one of those normal rounded front 2-horse trailers that you see at all the horse shows. It's a little older, but it's not terrible. It's not a total really bad ad trailer. But this is the part I like. 2-horse trailer, homemade with doors to hide horse completely.
From your clandestine horse trailer.
Yeah, it's like, are we 007 here? And, you know, the horses are tricked out with gadgets, and we have to hide them until we get to the bad guy's place. I don't know why we're hiding the horses completely, but apparently it was very important in this case.
Let me just tell you that somebody should report these people. What's the website with the Stolen Horse International? Because apparently this horse trailer has been used in the scene of many crimes.
Yes.
If you have to hide the horse completely when you drive away, you're stealing it.
That's
Didn't
right.
that sound yeah. like that to you?
That sounds like it does. It was like, what?
Unreal. Let's see. The next one was sent in by Gemma as well. Need a horse. $600. This one's fantastic. This one should have won. Hey, my name is Brittany, and I'm like 14, and I'm an intermediate rider. I have had a lot of experience with horses, and I am looking for a new riding horse. I am in need of a horse, 15-3 to 16-3, hands with a big belt, between the ages of 6 and 16. I absolutely love them. They are a great passion of mine. They always have been, and I love them so much, and I, have great patience with them. I think they are majestic and, deserve to be treated with love and respect. I can spend up to $700, and, I know I can find a good match for that much money. I would love a rescue horse, but, it doesn't need to be because it must be broke. No bucking, no kicking, no rearing, etc. I would, love for you to email me. If you have what I'm looking for, pictures would be awesome. Thank you so much, smiley face, smiley face. Anyone that has messaged me before, this is my favorite part. P.S. Anyone that has, messaged me before about a horse and I didn't reply, please email me again because, my computer, insert parent, freaked out and, deleted all of my emails. Sorry for the inconveniences.
My guess is this Tony shopping trip is not approved by mom and dad.
What gave that away? I, have $700 and we could, sneak it around back.
Yeah.
I'll hand you the pony. You hand me the pony. Not
funny.
Even looking for anyone easy to hide.
We get a lot of these, don't we? The young teenagers looking for horses. And they're all the same. We could take all of these ads and put them side by side, and it's like there's a program for writing them. No bucking, no kicking, no rearing. They must be broke. They must be the absolute perfect, majestic, beautiful horse that I've ever seen in my life for $700.
Yeah, I'll give you $700.
This is actually higher than most. Most of them, if you remember right, want to trade. They want to trade time or just give them to me because I'll take good care of them.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I'll trade you for an unbroke, unmanageable horse if you want a project.
Rachel Mitchell sent this one in. Palomino gelding for sale or trade, $2,000. 9-year-old gelding Palomino for sale, $2,000. Selling as a trail horse, but he has lots of other potential. This horse can slide stop, spin, drag stumps, follow cows, has even ranch roped. I don't recommend roping off this horse in an arena. He gets light in the front end in a box. It's light in the front end in box.
He rears at the beginning. He rears.
Okay. Got it. Okay, thank you. If you want a more rounded horse, he could also easily do versatility compotications.
Nice.
I believe he would like them and do well on them. It's a new sport. We need to get somebody on about that. I have been training them to run barrels right now. He is running 20 to 21 consistently. That's a lot of barrels. He has issues collecting up underneath himself. I think he has spent his whole life in a very small pen, and he just doesn't know how to collect yet. He has been to the vet and is sound, and I will give you all the info you need to get in touch with the vet if you wish. He will need an advanced or more experienced rider. He just has so much personality, and mm-hmm. we all know what that means when you read between the lines. To go to a beginner, I think he would eventually take advantage. He is incredibly smart, and he learns fast, so he will pick up habits fast, too, if you show not to. If you show not to. He is a lover, follows you all around the pen, has great manners, will lung and round pen. Great on the ground with kids. We'll have to watch your dogs, though. He won't booger at them. He likes and waits until they get close and bites them. Let me repeat that sentence. We'll have to watch your dogs, VO. It's actually VO. He won't booger at them. He likes to wait until they get close and bite them.
Sweetheart.
This is a dog-eating horse that is just, you know what this horse is. You know as soon as they say he has so much personality. That
oh, yeah. That's a kiss to death.
That right there, that sentence right there is all you have to see in an ad. Run. And by the way, if you ever see that in a personal ad for a guy, ladies, run. It means the same thing. Just saying.
No. You didn't read the last line, because the last line completely goes against every single thing that was written in this ad sentence by Rachel Mitchell. It's all this. He has so much personality. He's got this. He'll bite your dog. He rears in the box. He runs barrels in the time of 20 seconds, and he's super fast and blah, blah, blah. And the last line, Buddy will put his head down and trot and lope show horse slow, too. I think he really likes the slow stuff. What? You just spent the entire rest of the ad saying you need an experienced rider. He's got too much personality. He'll take advantage of you. He picks up bad habits. He bites your dogs. He rears. But he really has a nice slow lope and wants
don't
to be
like
a trail
that,
horse.
Don't you like that the dog or the dog eating horse, his name is Buddy?
Yeah.
Buddy, buddy, buddy.
Yeah.
Let me read Glenn Forrester's shorter one, and then we'll go to the winner, okay? This is very short. It's just Philly, Colt, and Mule, $150. And Rudy, is AR Arizona or Arkansas? I can never remember.
It's Arkansas, but it's a Philly Colt Mule.
Philly Colt Mule, that's right. Philly Colt, or young Philly Colt, less than 1 year old, needs to get out of jail. Bail is set at $1,500, but will release it for a 10% bail payment or extradition payment. He has not pled guilty to anything except being a colt. She refuses to acknowledge she is a mule. Looks like she will have a tendency to escape, so either you will have to keep close reins on her or wide open space for her desire to roam and be satisfied. Total bail is set at $150. Good luck, Sheriff. Send your posse to pick her up today.
What the hell is it? Is it a filly? Is it a colt? Or is it a mule?
It's a filly colt. I don't have any idea whether it's a boy or a girl. I can't, but apparently it's a bad one. We should get her together with that other one up here, and, you know, we got a pair.
It's
clever.
A filly colt mule. All right, and the winner of Really Bad Ads and the winner of the music – actually, this is the large bag of stud muffins. Yeah. I hate to give it to him because he's going to think we think he's a stud. So, like, Glenn Forrester, you win the stud muffins. You're a total stud. All right, Glenn Forrester. You know, Glenn and I disagree on very many things on Facebook, so I'm having a good time with him. But Glenn Forrester.
You go, Glenn.
Registered Chestnut Arabian Gelding for the bargain price of $200. This is going to be a winner. He has a great pedigree, top-of-the-line lineage, and would make someone one hell of a show horse for Liberty in the Arabian Circuit shows. Registered Polish Krabbit Arabian Gelding, great guy. I love him to death. I would like to place him as a companion only, although you are more than welcome to try riding him.
He has had everything done with him. Saddle's great. Takes a bit. Wonderful. Reason for selling is he's too unpredictable, and I don't trust him under saddle riding much. One
he's
hell of
a saddle
show
horse. Horse. Don't ride him.
He waits until next paragraph. He waits until you get settled in, and then he bolts and bucks. He is just quick on his feet and turns way too quick to react. We strive to have ground manners to perfection and calm when being tacked up. If you choose to have him as a riding horse, I will need you to sign a contract stating that you knowingly bought him with his unpredictability and that you are responsible for any further injuries.
That's a first.
This demon.
That is a first.
The next paragraph. I have ripped cartilage in my back, neck, spine, ribs, and hips, and also had a severe concussion. It will take me months to get back into riding again. I love this horse to death, and I really want him to go to a good home. No kill buyers. I will not sell him to anybody that wants him delivered sight unseen. I can't afford another fall off of him like the last, as I train and I have clients of my own. He's 15 hands tall, great ground manners, bathes great, ties great, loves to be messed with, except for being ridden. Price is $200, but I am willing to lower that price to a good home. He would make one hell of a barrel horse or a gaming horse if somebody is willing to get thrown.
Everybody's
Please don't contact me if you're wanting to waste my time. I'm in no rush to sell him as I love him so much. I'm like,
what's the thing?
What is wrong with you?
Is this the Chucky of the horse world?
This is a bipolar woman who needs some assistance because, okay, I love him. He would make such a great show horse. He would run barrels. He will this, but he will buck you off and he will kill you like he did me. I can't even get out of bed. But I love him so much. He's so pretty, and he's really good when you bathe him. God!
They've had horror movies about every other kind of animal. I think we should sign this one up in Hollywood today for that horror movie, the horror movie horse, the Chucky of the horse world.
Seriously, this is ridiculous. This is unbelievable. Anyway, congratulations. You are
the winner,
Glenn. Yay.
Good job. Well, thank you, everybody, for submitting your really bad ad. You know, just take a look. It only takes you, 2 seconds on Craigslist to find a terrible ad. It doesn't even take that long. And just submit them to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com with really bad ads in the subject line. You know, the more the merrier. We love having them.
Yes, we do. Now, we will be here. Both of us will be here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday next week. So tune in because on Monday morning, let's just say I had a little drama this week. Not pregnancy-related, not horse-related, client-related drama. And I have now made a mandatory-to-sign rules of flyover farm. Rules of flyover farm that every one of my clients is going to get, and they are going to sign it and date it, and they are going to take it home with them, and they're going to completely read this thing over and over and over again because every one of these rules has happened to me, like, in the past week. I can't take it anymore. I'm about to quit these people, and I am overly emotional right now, and I seriously have no patience.
I was going to say that, but I elected not to. So thank you for throwing that
Good
in.
Call. Let's leave that to me to point
God,
out.
God,
Frederick,
it wouldn't scare me.
You know, when your woman is moody, and Glenn Forrester, you need to pay attention because you're probably the guy that does this. When your woman is very, very moody, and she's angry with you, and you think she's being ridiculous, have you learned, Glenn, not to say, oh, must be that time of the month? Never say that. Ever, ever, ever. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I know.
Have
not
you ever said
anything.
That inappropriately?
I'm just going to go now. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Everybody have a great weekend. Spay, neuter, and geld.
All right. Talk to everybody later. See ya. Have a good weekend, Jamie. Be safe.
Jennifer was strangely quiet during
No alcohol.
Question.
No wine, no alcohol. No drinking. You're done with that.